exclusive home of the D-backs.
Diamondbacks.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
D-backs manager Tori Lovello joins Burns and Gambo to talk D-backs baseball. Brought to you by Estrella Jalisco, an authentic and delicious Mexican beer perfect for pairing with food and enjoying with friends. Estrella Jalisco, official cerveza partner of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Our weekly visit with the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are back home after a very successful road trip. The first of three tonight against the Boston Red Sox, live from Chase Field. 640 first pitch. You'll hear it here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Gambo right now is actually doing the Gambo thing. He's on the phone with, I can't say who it is. But so for now, it's just me and Tori, but I imagine Gambo will jump back in any moment. Joining us right now, the manager of the Diamondbacks, Tori Lovello. Tori, what's up, man? How are we doing?
Whoa, I like that. He's got another important call to take. I like that type of stuff. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Sometimes you just,
how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Sometimes he sends up this flare like, okay, stall. I got to talk to, you know, so it happens every now and then. So that's fine. You and I can just kick back and stretch our legs out a little bit and talk Diamondbacks baseball. Let's talk about the end of that road trip. You want to get greedy. You want to win every single game you can. It was still a very, very good road trip. Has the memory of the way it ended that afternoon in Philadelphia, has it faded, or does it still linger a little bit?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's still biting me a little bit. But it's going to make us all better. I want us all to remember that you got to get 27 outs, and if you don't, anything can happen in this game. And you know, they had a couple really good players, and one of them stepped up to the plate and hit a two-run home run to tie the baseball game. So, you know, I think we're all going to live and learn and move forward by thinking, what are we going to do once that had landed? Once that ball lands in the stands and it's a two-run home run, how are we going to find a way to win this game? So I think we were a little sucker punched. I think we were a little bit tired, maybe kind of satisfied with where the trip was at that point, but we're gonna find a way to win that game and close it out and go 7-2 rather than 6-3. That's what good teams do. We are a good team. We just got to keep proving ourselves every single day.
You said during the road trip that managing the reliever workloads on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, month-to-month is the hardest part of your job. That is kind of part of the untold story of what happened against Philly, because you had, what, three different guys who were basically unavailable going into the late innings of that game?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, our three big horses that we count on the back end, Castro, Nelson, and Chafin, were cashed out with the three prior games that they helped us win. And that means you're a good team. You know, we're playing close games, and of course, I wish we had a little more offense in different situations to kind of stretch that lead to take them off the board, period. But, you know, it ended up being a two-run game, and you had to run a couple of relievers in there that there are typically the understudies or maybe a little more length or different role type of guys, and they stepped up, and they were doing an admirable job, and we were one out away. So, yeah, it's a hazard of my job. One of the hardest parts of my job is to manage the bullpen and, you know, who to put in, where the matchups lie, that are going to create some advantages. And I got to have an eye on today and an eye on tomorrow and an eye on the day after tomorrow. And I tried not to look that far in advance, and that's what I did. I cashed it in the night before, knowing full well I would not have those guys available for that last game of the series.
All right, Tori Lovello, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Let's talk about a couple of roster decisions now. According to reports, Jake McCarthy is on his way back. Dominic Fletcher has been sent down. Can you confirm that for us?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and confirm that with you guys here first. That's you know, one of the hazards of this game where you know, you got a young player that you send down that you've counted on in the way we've counted on Jake for the past year plus, and he's been very, very good. And we told him to go down there, take care of some business, and get that swing back to what we know and love. He was hitting third for us for pretty much the entire second half of the season last year, and that doesn't happen by accident. So he's been heating up, and he did his job, and I just felt like Fletch had done a wonderful job. You know, when I sent him down yesterday in my phone call, I didn't really have one overriding theme that he needed to improve on. He's been doing a good job, and I think maybe a little bit of plate discipline, and that's always part of the learning curve for a young player who's come up here and had success. You know, the league made an adjustment to him. Now it's time for him to make an adjustment to the league, and he didn't quite have that opportunity. So I align with him on that, but I just feel like this was more about Jake being ready to help us win baseball games more than anything else.
Yeah, that was kind of my follow-up. Are you satisfied based off the reports that you got that whatever adjustment it is that you needed Jake to make, it has been made?
Yes, for sure. You know, it's finishing the swing, getting extension through the baseball, letting the ball carry off the barrel of the bat rather than trying to create some artificial movements or some quicker movements or just kind of a guided swing that was going to allow him to make contact. Jake can impact the baseball and turn around velocity, and he was starting to do that much better while he was in Reno over these past couple of days.
All right, Troy Lovello, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Still waiting on Gambo. He must still be on the phone with I'm getting a nod. Yes, he's still on the phone. Okay, so it's still just you and me, Tori, which is cool. I'm enjoying this. This is fun.
Forget him.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about your rotation, because it was announced yesterday that it's going to be Brandon Pfaadt tonight. It's going to be TBD on Saturday, and it's going to be Merrill Kelly on Sunday. Is that TBD going to be Zach Davies, and have you guys reached a decision as to who in the rotation is out if Zach Davies is in?
Yeah, listen, we're breaking all sorts of news with you guys today, right? Because I'll make this announcement here in the next hour and a half. But yeah, it'll be Zach Davies tomorrow. It's no mystery. He's been throwing the ball and getting stronger every single day. We asked him to go down. You can't force a body to heal any quicker than it's going to. So the injury in his midsection was going to take time. But there were other things that he could do that would shorten the gap of his return, such as keeping your lower half engaged, keeping your shoulder healthy and strong. So when he stepped back into the arena competition, he was lights out. And everybody that was coming back, Carson Kelly, perfect example, coming back into our stadium on certain days where we were here, he told me, he said, Zach has picked up where he left off and he is not wasting time. He wants to get back here and help you guys as much as possible. So really thrilled for that. He's somebody that's got a ton of experience, and we're going to, you know, throw him out there tomorrow, whatever the pitch count is, it'll be. And he's going to help us win hopefully a baseball game with that experience and the ability to go out there and command pitches.
Tori, say hi to Gambo. He's back. Skip.
Gambo, let's go.
How are you, my friend?
Was it the vice president or the president of the United States? Because if it's not one of those two guys, I don't understand why you wouldn't take my phone call.
I think it was the third in command. But
there we go.
I'm not sure how much Burns you was able to say, but just your thoughts on just having another veteran. I mean, three rookies, the fact that you guys survived that, I love the outings that you've gotten, you know, the last couple of times. I mean, Henry was fantastic, and Nelson as well, and those guys obviously pitching for jobs. But just to have another veteran out there every fifth day instead of having to rely on three rookies, does that make a big deal to you?
Yeah, we were just hitting on that a tiny bit, and that's where I was going to jump next, is that, you know, it's just an experienced outing. It's somebody can take the baseball, command it, and throw it to each edge of the plate, top and bottom of the plate, the good secondary stuff, the changeup, curveball, cutter combination. So, yeah, we just love the experience, and that plays out. That plays out a lot for me. When we got a guy standing on the mound, and he can not necessarily invent something, but just find a way out of the trap that he's been, you know, put in by making pitches and just slowing the game down and taking a deep breath. Zach Davies exemplifies that, and he's going to keep us in baseball games, and that's all we ask our starters to do. So, you know, where his pitch count takes him, obviously we hope it's on the positive side of him being able to get a win, but he's going to go out there and he's going to give us exactly what he has, and we know what that is every single fifth day.
So since we're breaking all kinds of news here, are you going to tell us who is going down with Zach Davies coming up?
Yeah, we haven't yet made that decision. We have a tough decision to make. And I've said it many times over the course of this early part of the season, when we make moves such as sending down Dominic Fletcher and calling up Jake McCarthy, it means we're a good team. We've got depth. We've got good players inside of that depth. And when we have tough conversations, there's a lot of different opinions that are getting thrown around my office. It just means we are in the right place. So we haven't yet figured that out, but we're starting to have those conversations. And how it lands and where it lands, we're not sure at this point.
When you look at the closer situation with Chafin and with Castro, and obviously going back and forth and splitting it up, it's been, for the most part, it's been pretty successful. I know the way, you know, the Philly game ended, but overall, is that the plan going forward until you guys either make a deal at the deadline for a closer, or are you happy with where you are right now ending baseball games?
Yeah, I think so. I think I know what happened in the last game in Philly. Those guys were unavailable. But, yeah, I think we have some good matchup opportunities with Chafin as a lefty and Castro as a righty. And I'll just shape the game as it's moving forward and just, you know, project different parts of the lineup. That's the way we do it. That's the way Stroman and I talk about it. You know, who gets one through three, who gets three through four through six, and then seven through nine. So, And it doesn't necessarily line up that way. It could be 1-3 or 2-4. So it changes by the batter. And sometimes those projections work really well, and it happens the way you want to. And sometimes you got to make adjustments. So these guys have been adaptable. But I'm going to play the matchup game. They've accepted that role, and they've seemed to really, really run with it. And it's worked for us so far, so I'm not going to change that.
I don't know. I don't think Bernsie's asked you about Lourdes Gurriel. When the trade was made, and it was hard to give up Varsho because he was such a huge piece. I loved watching him play. But I understand getting a great young catcher in Gabriel Moreno, and he's fantastic. He's so good. I think a lot of us looked at Lourdes Gurriel as just like a throw-in. Okay, another right-handed bat that can come off the bench. He has been spectacular. And it's allowed you to overcome some of the struggles of Jake McCarthy and Alec Thomas and Lewis and the injuries. I'm surprised at how good he's been. Has he even surprised you?
Not really, to be honest with you. I knew he was a good hitter. I'll never forget, I was in Buffalo, New York in the middle of a snowstorm, snowed in over the winter holidays, and Mike Hazen's first question to me was, are you sitting down? And he told me about the trade, and there's an immediate trust in this conversation. So I know for a fact that people looked at Gabby Moreno as the main guy inside of this trade, outside of the walls of our clubhouse and our front office. But I know full well our front office did an unbelievable job of tracking the names and the people that they wanted, and they got probably exactly who they were looking for. So the day they walked into spring training, I knew that we had two quality players, two quality human beings that were going to really help us win baseball games because they're big, good baseball players. That was a no-brainer for me from the second that Mike asked me if I was sitting down. Yes, I hated the fact that Dalton was leaving, but they knew where some of the improvements were needed to be made inside of our lineup and our construction of our lineup, and they nailed it. Gurriel can hit. He's just a really, really good hitter. He's been tutored by his father, who was on the Cuban national team. Great approach, both sides of the plate, can hit whatever pitch you need. You're trying to throw to him, as long as he's looking for it. He's in a balanced position. He's going to make you pay for it, and that's what he's done so far.
Torrey, we appreciate the time. As always, best of luck in this series against Boston in this homestand. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Skip.